Is there anyone here today on behalf of Mr. Cross? I believe he's pro se, so Ms. Klein, good morning to you. I would remind you again that Justice Castle is recused from this matter.
Thank you, Your Honor. Please accord Mr. Chief Justice, Kimberly Klein, Assistant Attorney General, representing the state in this matter. Carlos, I don't really have a lot to say in this. I think the district court correctly concluded that all of Cross's claims had been raised at least once before, some of them several times before, and all of the evidence that Cross presented with his motion for new trial had been presented, again, at least once before, sometimes several times before. Plus, the second motion for new trial was untimely filed as well. I think the district court correctly dismissed all of Cross's claims on their merits and as well as being untimely filed. And unless this court has some specific questions, we would ask that the matter be affirmed.
I have a question about the standard of review. Your briefing suggests that the standard of review should be that which we typically apply to review a ruling on motion for a new trial. Do you think there is any argument that the standard of review that we apply in post-conviction actions is maybe more appropriate in a case like this?
Well, since this was, no, I don't think it would be, because this was filed specifically as a motion for a new trial, and I think that defines what the case is, and I think that's the standard of review that has to apply.
Is this a typical motion for a new trial? I mean, this is under 29-2102.
Right.
And that is different than the motions for a new trial that we hear in other contexts, isn't it? The grounds are different. The circumstances are different.
I guess I'm not entirely clear on the question. It's a statutory basis, so it is what it is.
Was this subsequent to our determinations under post-conviction?
I'm sorry, is it subsequent to it?
Yes.
It's subsequent in time, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah, this is...
He's had trial, conviction, direct appeal, affirmed, post-conviction, denied, subsequent post-conviction, denied, and now is he files a motion for a new trial?
This is his second motion for a new trial. Yeah. So, yeah, he's been...
Claiming newly discovered evidence.
Well, that's what he's calling it, but the evidence that he's presented has been through the ringer several times. Some of it was actually the subject of pretrial motion, so it's kind of the epitome of not newly discovered evidence. With respect to the victim being an illegal alien and his something to do with his ability to understand English. He never did completely understand that, but these issues have been raised repeatedly and throughout the entire proceeding. So there's
is it your position that he's just trying to get around the restrictions on post-conviction actions?
I think so.
So has this court said anything or discussed anything previously about how subsequent motions for a new trial under the new provisions of 29-2102 should be determined? There's a specific statute that applies to subsequent motions for post-conviction relief. Does the separate statute on motions for a new trial have a similar provision addressing subsequent motions?
I couldn't tell you off the top of my head, I'm sorry.
If it doesn't, what rule would you suggest the court adopt with respect to subsequent motions?
I think you just have to look at what the statute requires, which is that...
If it's silent, what rule do we apply?
If it's silent, then I think we have to, I think then kind of falling back to the standard rule of you get one bite at the apple for pretty much everything, and it has to be done at the earliest opportunity should apply in this case. And
so are you resting that or sort of packaging it up as a collateral estoppel, as a claim preclusion, issue preclusion, or something else?
I guess it would be kind of a mix of all of the above. Because there has to be some end to litigation, as this court has repeatedly held. You're supposed to bring the issues to the court when they become essentially reasonably available. All of these have been reasonably available literally for years, and they've been raised before. They've been resolved before. There's nothing new under the sun here, so he's had his, this, I guess, would be simply not really defaulted. It would be raised and resolved, so it's just flat barred by the fact that they've been, he's had these issues raised to the court, been resolved by the court, been denied relief on appeal, we're done.
How do we write that without damaging truly valid, newly discovered evidence?
If it's truly valid, newly discovered evidence, then I don't think there's a problem with it. I think you just simply say everything that he's raised here has been raised, resolved, and denied on appeal. It's not newly discovered because we've seen it before. Everybody's seen it before. If it is bona fidely newly discovered, then...
So this simply comes down to the facts of each case, and tomorrow, if this case is dismissed, he can file another case and claim newly discovered evidence yet again?
Well, theoretically, well, there's nothing that's ever going to preclude them from filing, but...
At some point, we can enter summary orders with regard to these types of filings.
That would be great. Yeah, I think you can, and if you look at his pleading in this, even he admits that he's taking another run at the evidence he had before because he basically didn't like the first result. He's grossly misinterpreting what the district court said in its denial of his first motion for post-conviction relief, and so he says, well, this is such a gross miscarriage of justice that I'm going to give you another shot to get this right, really, is bottom line is what he's saying in this case. But it's the same thing he's presented before. I think the cleanest, and if he does this again, I think the cleanest way for the district court to get rid of this is just to say, A, you're beyond the statute of limitations, we'll call it that. I don't know if that's exactly what it is, but you've got 5 years to raise your newly discovered evidence, and you're past that. And if he makes some excuse why this... His evidence, whatever it may be, is being presented that he couldn't have found before, which he hasn't done so far, then the court may have to make a decision whether that was evidence that he genuinely could not have come up with before, or if it's just the same old thing.
If the district court erroneously applied the wrong standard of review, would it make any difference in this case?
I don't think it would in this case, no. I don't think it would. I think you fall back then on the right result, wrong reason rule. There's no reason for anyone to continue to consider these same claims because they've been heard over and over and over again and rejected over and over and over again. So I think that the district court correctly dismissed the things for all of the reasons stated in its order. If there are no further questions, then we would ask that the district court be approved.
Thank you very much. That concludes arguments for the day. You are excused. The court is adjourned.